Thanks everybody for coming out in the goddamn snow, cold. Tonight, Patty McCarthy's going to read for us, and Rachel Blasey's going to read for us. So first Patty's going to read. You all know Patty, I think. Patty's the author of three books of poetry, Book of Hours and Verso, which she has copies of here, and Table Alphabetical of Hard Words will be out in 6 weeks. I think she's gonna read poems from it today live. Is that true?
Yeah.
She is. Yeah. You can read some online as well. Please welcome Patty McCarthy.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Stan. Thank you, Rachel. And thank you, everyone, for coming out. I am going to read from Table Alphabetical of Hard Words. And I decided to read, I don't know if this makes any sense, but I'm going to read the first poem that I started for this book, which I started 10 years ago, actually, and then abandoned and wrote Verso. And then went back and rewrote this poem after I wrote Verso. And then I'm gonna write. And then I'm gonna read the last poem that I started this book. This book took a stupid long time to write. So, and also I wanted to read this because I stole its subtitle from a poem by Rachel. So, you know, this is Wonder, a Velocity of Signs. And the sign by itself equals and per se I shall please, and the properties of wondrous things in an etymological conundrum, and the BBC because we like grammar, and a certain unflappable news anchor demeanor, and a pomander, and apple rolled in cinnamon and stuck with cloves, and concrete and sleep and beautiful machines, and the news on in the morning now, and the round of a mouse says rubble, and my subjective objections, and my mother offered to sign a waiver, and I have no pithy rejoinder, and images meant to be seen from below and predate our concept of zero, and perplexity and or grief. And when there's no sleep, I fancy I can see the satellites and cover flights and other round things, all our old addresses and the globe's illuminated innards, and the game ball from my brother's first no-hitter left-handed pitcher, and other life talismans. And a rather uncomfortable post-colonial dinner party, and we carried on through several melancholy plates. And the round of a mouth may mean amazement and or horror, and when QE1 had smallpox, and the elephants have knees, and this place in my quiet shoes is pleasing, and placebo. And our present objective is to make the infant laugh, and heroic measures, and every reasonable effort made, and a lean on the property of wondrous things, and a lean in lieu, if you will, and one sundry and one perfectly ordinary sundry in a long tradition of ordinariness, and no mind for practicalities, and neither of us pragmatic, etc. And when the Crusaders sacked the Cathar city, 22 July 1209, he said, kill them all and let God sort them out. And so the phrase descends to us, and on TV the sidewalks, and the sum of these consequences, and the rejection of precedent, and neither of us perform for strangers, and at least not at our best. And the season for cannibal crustacean delicacies has ended, and local culture, if you will. And the round of a mouth may mean shock and or pleasure, and it is in your dualist nature to be a pain in the ass. And imagine instead that it was a stewed tomato and slang, an attractive girl and a serpent with an attractive girl's head holding instead a stewed tomato. And oh, Horatio, I am all astonishment, and you are wondrous strange, and it's 105 degrees and white Christmas dreaming. And certain letters written on the halves of apples, and dubious howitzers, and chiefly colloquial, and long-nosed Venetian plague masks, and protocol for suspect packages. And the comet of 1066 was a bad portent in English, and its return in 1546 was excommunicated. And assume these numbers were real. And assume that lines which appear straight are straight. And I, the undersigned, declare this to be an honest and complete financial disclosure. And I, the undersigned, cannot distinguish between these and flesh and thistles and this page, which is everything I know about potatoes. And no measurable rain, and every effort made reasonably. And the room was draped in red, and she was wrapped in red, save her head and one arm to draw it out. And we'll be better on the morrow, and a rather masculine gesticulative fidget, and excise the famine black part with a vegetable peeler, and dread and or desire, and imagine instead it was decidedly unglamorous and a little tuber, and decidedly delicious when mashed, and a lump, and symmetrical or no, and a lump on the lung, and the round o' mouth in the morning news. And Sir Walter Raleigh tried to eat the noxious berries and ordered the blasted poison rooted out. And I have two stories, one about a KGB softball game in Budapest, and the other about Henry VIII's hosiery, and which would you prefer? And is this the part where the boys come out of their trenches and play football on Christmas, and that's so sweet, and so World War I, and no. This is the part when one blows the other's face off. And my atrophy's head on the Brooklyn-bound G, and commence relaxation now. And dutiful in the fiduciary sense, and the round of a mouse as we all fall down, and says it in a circle, and the round of mouse form a circle, and on the word down, they fall down, and tobacco and arsenic and quicksilver and dry toads and nothing again, nothing. And bitten into and said bitterly, and already I wish that had been said better, and Babylon, the wonder of tongues, and the beautiful and dirty fighting mule kick of American English, and that, my friend, is a gecko fuck. And Pythagoras apparently read the moon and was reincarnated variously as wheeling blocks and piscatory lyrics and the long stretches between silences. And to speak before an open window and or to speak near water and or to speak at dusk and in doubt and a series of distractions punctuated by quiet and the human form of desire and fragments would presume it existed once whole and that it is presently broken in the corners of your mouth and failed to distinguish hunger from thirst. And Cabin knew something about wonder. Good afternoon. My arrogance and agenda are gibbons, and fixed elements like salt and a useless syllabus and all this useless beauty and persistence of weather. And Eleanor would not have recognized herself as such. And an apple tart, a study in texture and control, and the medieval conception of geography, and boil the chickens with the merry bones and rigmaroles and vernacular ethics and paradoxography and the loyalty of dogs and other life forms. And the mandibles round to a mouth, and sing me something, and sing me something else. And let us consider gravity more seriously, and is among the more important things, and curiosity and or repugnance, and the notorious stubbornness of facts, and can there truly be a reconciliation between your hollow earth and this flat earth, and all this didn't really belong to us, and all this was way out of proportion, and fell into a different proportion, and it was still unthinkably big. And in lieu of an historically supported narrative, say her head was cut off by pirates. And here I stopped, and here I am stopped. And an early example of psyops, the Melusine-inspired planned invasion of England. And thus endeth the birth by breach of 10,000 French words into our mouths. And the celebrated launch of biological warfare at Kaffa and catapults, and he was tapped out, as it were. And the best way to prevent the enemy from securing this information is not to get captured. And panic and or bewilderment, and my people do not produce a sexy music. And space between sounds, and eighth between sounds, and a pulse has assonance and dissonance and scale and a kushla, and lime catches fire in cold water. And in the morning, one checks on the casualty count and the necessity or not of an umbrella. And my clothes fit strangely here because there are mirrors, and the figure formed by a handful of dirt thrown, and the gesture can only be read as aggressive. And the difference is largely semantic, and in the army, this is called leaning forward. And Albertus Magnus defined wonder as shock, surprise, and systole, and among the attendees at the New York Mets doubleheader, 31 July, 1964, Samuel Beckett. The Mets won both games. And the man credited as first to use beautiful as an adjective, burnt in 1536, and Henry VIII, I am. And the difference between Anne Boleyn and Anne Askew and sword and stake and an apocryphal six-finger and an attempt at fetching, and when giving a knife to one's lover, include a penny, and something about sharp edges. And you are cunningly a little Copernican, and the idea is that I once had beautiful thoughts. And their feet were knees at our eye level and at our angle in marvel and or terror, and Eleanor of Aquitaine's first encounter with a fork. And if you fast on Friday, your dream will be prophetic, and Lucrezia de Leon was thought a bit prodigious, and not long before her imprisonment was told how much she resembled the Ghent altar's Eve. And it seems worth pointing out that this Eve has a belly button. And the drowsy limpness of one body and the vibrant angularity of the other. And the comet of 1532 was excommunicated too. And my apologia is pro bono, Bella. And my Armando Benitez metro card, a new mantra under the river, don't faint, don't faint. And illness of any sort is far more interesting from a distance. And when you are not the one in need of tea and admiration and or doubt, no cephalophore for my headaches. And their east-west axes mimic a paradisical precision. And among the old meanings of mathematiser, to mathematize was to cast a spell. And of the 321 stigmatics, all but 41 were women, and I believe I have been drawn to scale. And imagine instead it was Scavenger's daughter, and she whispers into her hands and the bones of your back and walk with her shoulders back and low, belly out and unselfconscious like a boy, and then one day she didn't, and no one, including herself, noticed the change. And I remain unconvinced that being turned into a tree is such a bargain. And I do not know which to prefer, the city that reads or the city that loves me back. And excessive sleep was thought to reinforce natural heat, and why have you been arrested? And this is what I fell for and where I fell for it, and she dreamt in the third person, and her translators have transported them into the first. And days when you are a duelist, you are so terribly quarrelsome. And QE1, a savvy skeptic, impressed with her indifference to the comet of 1577, and looked at it from a window, quoting Caesar no less, and astonishment and or distress and seasonable Soviet nostalgic kitsch. And imagine instead yourself in this big book of fabulous beasts, and we don't think in the same hour. And it should be raining and or should be ringing, and we are working on a better understanding of our bodies and water. And I, the undersigned, have been duly sworn, and having examined the errata, and having signed my name in my own hand, and pains have been taken to reproduce this particular perspective, and remains the last place lived, and so rush to the window. And since it is in the joints that the possibility lies for someone walking towards you or away, and since tropics signifies turning, and the points where the ecliptic touches the tropics are called solstices, and that is, places where the sun stands still as it switches directions. And since, in a labyrinth, two people may enter at different times and proceed at different speeds and find themselves momentarily beside each other and then walking in opposite directions, duelists. So the other poem I'm going to read is called Spalklein, is good broken music. And Spalklein means split sounds, and it's, you know, just a fun fact. Anyway, late medieval musical compositions were called Spalklein, that deliberately put unexpected things next to each other. So I thought it was a nice word. And is good broken music is Shakespeare. But anyway, these are sonnets, or sonnets sort of shaped poems. And they're filled and filled and filled with quotation, because I was at the time using quotation as a way to kind of get writing again. And at the very least, the first line and the last line or sentence of every single one is quotation. So if you like those, that's not me. if you like those, I can tell you, you know who it was. This is Spalklein, this good broken music. It was inch by inch that he slept, that the sound of it, broken, one supposes, enables me to think. Under your ear, there is sweetness. Nothing else disturbs the air in such a way. Enables me to think, less brittle, present, less surface, a tiny pianissimo shudder. Reader, we Catholiced him. No, but partly, enables me to inch by inch, mornings before gravity, lift the surface asunder and surrounded. I have taken his circumference. I think we recognize one another by now. There is no news tonight. Oh no, it is an ever-fixed mark, and I wake from another dream about the hospital, the one in which Emmett pulls the tube out again and again and again and again in the beeping, whirring, and unchanging semi-darkness of the ICN, usually temporary and of no harm, usually temporary and of no harm. Pulse ox 92, a soft red light through a hand or foot, dusking, semi-dark still, and love? Love will tear us apart. Again. In which, in your company, I become invisible. Inch by inch, you are a finely made thing. The harmony of the spheres, the lesser heard second verse of Meet the Mets. Cockles and muscles, alive, alive, alive. Harry Connick Jr. singing Ave Maria. The last song in the Christmas mix playing at 1 a.m. in the ICN. It made me cry every time, hence, roughly every 50 minutes thereafter. This line intentionally left blank. When I lived there, the mothers were somewhat invisible. Figs of lost thought, dear Emmett, since it would be regrettable, no, terrible, if your only appearance here was a sad one. When you were born, and after they wiped you off and measured and weighed you, etc., and wrapped you up like a baby burrito, they handed you to your father, and he carried you to the window, out of which one could see Christmas lights in the courtyard below. Little Fig, he called you. Little Fig, look at the lights. A life-size window is the size of a life. With an alphabet more loyal than me, you're stretching all vowels to operatic lengths, hands like two balloons, fitfully sleep, comfort close. I'm walking through the dark, through dogs and shoes to you. A smudge, an echo on the edge of our first sleep, first night watch, alternating shifts. Some other kind of weather, the unbearable glare of our dorky love, something clear. Sleep begets sleep, inch by inch or otherwise. What is the dog barking at now? Nothing, again nothing. Your own great vowel shift, the nucleus of a syllable. Your tongue has spent the night in its dim sack. And then, existentialism gets bogged down in life, emphasis in original. It's the stroller, she said. It renders one invisible. No one will ever look at me like that again, she said. Not even him. There is no news tonight. In the harmony of the spheres, Ave Maria, see Copernic, concentric, he's stretching his vows to existential lengths, in fact, a syllabic umbrella covering the whole morning in law. He is finely made, made cunningly. What noodles? There is no news tonight. Breath held like a tarn and a fell. Birds in certain windows, he said, were off like a herd of turtles, off hunting thoughts, warlocks, milk teeth, deciduous like trees, sturdy enough to withstand a bit of mud and puddle action here, Summit Lake, Burlington Flats, New York. How certain lines will remain in the mind. The baby was in a mist tent. She said, don't panic. I asked, can I pick him up? She said, "He's your baby. For delivery of humidity and or other mists. This isn't meant to be cute. I wonder why I'm reminded of how Haney rhymes knives with never closer the whole rest of our lives." I think I was thinking how glad I was the birth hurt. It is night, you are asleep. When they said no epidural, I said, well, now I'm scared. All the angels in this painting are in baby bodies, naked. Malposition of vertex, inch by, not even, nuchal cord. Did he move? A little bit. At pulse ox 92, the monitor began flashing red. We racehorse urged it upward, lessons in object permanence. The chief of neonatology walked by as Emmett had a Brady. She said, he just bought himself another 2 days. So, are you writing about the baby? And we have heard of females undergoing the pains of labor under a hedge by the roadside, and in a few hours proceeding on their journey with their babies at their breasts. But these women were semi or entire barbarians. They had not been delicately nurtured. Sleep begets sleep, inch by inch, no news. Object permanence, infant physics. Eddy, whirlpool, vertex begets vortex, what noodles. Years ago in Belfast, we did not meet. Donegal, where we've never gone together. Anyhow, our improbably red-headed boy plays on a wide, flat, green lawn. Your son experienced an apparent life-threatening event, but that doesn't mean his life is in danger. Don't let the episode, the hospitalization, or any monitoring become the focus of your life. I brought the skyline down to meet the grass. Repetition or insistence, something the avant-garde taught me that prepared me well for parenthood. Inch by the daily grammar of coming and going, history qua history, we Catholic him, and remember the saints painted each with the instruments of their torture. I think we recognize one another. The unit is surprisingly quiet. To orbit is to fall and keep falling. Alas, already a missing mitten. The speaking becomes fixed, although there is no such thing as repetition. Safe delivered and left her cleverly. 420 pigeons on the wire outside, not 420, 7. Cranberries, milk, eggs, apple, shorter winter hours, longer mornings, phenomenal lack. I didn't know there would be so much narrating, so much singing. The baby is distracted by applause. The baby is inching toward the poems. The poems must be ready for workshop. The baby says, Baden Baden ad hoc. He tries to teach the baby penultimate. She was thinking in the field of metahysterics, yet talking like a boy. You know your form acts with gravity upon it. Startle, 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 swaddle, ha. Natural utterance, first recorded in Middle English. Not a toy, this is a wool-knitted fish. The history of the world is always played out at dawn, alternating shifts, sleeping in plein air, in motion, a syllabic umbrella covering the whole morning, and da. Silva, a wood, skyline and grass, etc. Permanent equilibrium distresses the builders of archers and babies in their physics. The promise of an interesting life in the signals. December 16th, 2006. 2 to 2:45 a.m., 5:05 to 5:40 a.m., 6:25 to 6:35 a.m., 8:05 to 8:30 a.m., 9:55 to 10:30 a.m., 11:50 a.m. to 12:10 p.m., 1:15 to 1:35 p.m., 3 to 3:20 p.m., 5 to 5:30 p.m., 7:40 to 8:05 p.m., 9:30 to 10:05 p.m., 11 to 11:10 p.m., 11:25 to 11:35 p.m., 12 midnight, bottle. The alteration of a single word only signals a kind of doubt about the value of the surrounding words. It used to be silence was punctuated by sound, but now it's sound punctuated by quiet. I think we've been in physical contact for 10 hours. Milk-bellied, shiny-cheeked, fair-haired nimbus. A baby made of butter, of decaf, of bacon, of Martha Stewart paint. Of no news, free choose and choice. Christmas lights crosshatch 13th Street. Perfectly conical evergreens in their vanishing point. Sounds crackle bright again in the space behind my eyes. The startlingly loud phone in the overnight room. Rookie mistake, she said. Don't leave the hospital to eat. Intimacy with teeth, improbable pre-dawn hide-and-seek. Mornings before gravity, the whole earth lit by a single bulb. If you run slow, might as well run heavy. The whole point of this education, then, was to learn how to pray in the right way, in the right language. The idea of sleep replaced by sleeping us. He walks, across to birds in certain windows. I took notes as though I would consult them. Loose lead alarm is long, screaming sound. The nurse called me a human pacifier. Down the row, all the fragile boys conducted the world's tiniest and shortest symphonies. Startle, 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 swaddle. Having forgotten how to be alone, how to consume much coffee, how to sit still and quietly, don't worry, we're in Adele. In the middle of the night, opera occurs. Here we are housed amid intricate streets by night and silence closely covered. Thank you all very much.
Let's take a 5-minute break, and then we'll hear from Rachel. If you want to buy a couple books, I'll add if she has books here. Bathroom's upstairs.
Cigarette?